Who?
Antonex.
Do I think I'm the best corner and why? Do you think I'm the best corner? I don't even know who that is, to be honest. But, yeah, I think I'm the best corner in the draft. I worked hard to be in the position that I am. And I'm not going to let anyone take that from me.
What are you open to run tomorrow?
4-2, 4-3, I'll be satisfied. A 4-2 or 4-3, I'll be satisfied.
What makes you think you can get close to the record?
Yeah, I ran a 4-3-3 a couple of weeks ago, and that was just my first attempt, and I'm usually fast on my second attempt, so hopefully I can get down there.
Oklahoma defensive back Aaron Colvin, table one.
No. Yes. I was 6 foot, 202.
You can do a lot of things. Do you like coverage? Do you like returning? What part of football do you really like?
It all buys in together. The most important thing is just being around my teammates wherever I am and having fun. And as long as we're making plays and having fun together, then the wins will build up.
If you have the ball in your hand, do you think you can score
every time? Almost definitely. I think I'm a dangerous return man, and if I get the ball in my hands on an interception, it's always a possibility for me to take it back to the house.
Justin, have you gotten to know Dark Woods Bernard at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's he like?
I've met him when we were in Orlando for the awards show, and he's a pretty good guy. He's funny, always has me laughing. He calls me Pretty Boy, and it makes fun of me because I always take selfies on my phone, and he's fun to be around though.
Do you guys have any kind of friendly wager on who's gonna go first or anything?
Not at all. We don't talk about that.
What do you call him?
I'm a nice guy. I don't call him names.
What do you think makes you the best quarterback
in the draft? Dedication to the game and the work that I put in and day out, off the field, watching film, making guys around me better. The younger guys, when I was at Oklahoma State, always talking to them, bringing them in, watching film.
Justin, was there anything that in between the end of the season and this combine that you wanted to focus on or work on specifically that you felt
Most definitely my transition coming out of my breaks and backpedaling. I was a terrible backpedaler, especially when I first got there because I played quarterback in high school. So defensive back was new to me, and being a good backpedaler and being fluid with my hips was a big key.
What is the value of a cornerback with size,
you have to be able to use great technique because – I mean, a guy like me, I have long legs, short torso, so it's kind of hard for me to get my hips down and turn around and all that. But the more you work at it, the better you get at it. Probably I'd say Joe Hayden, Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman. Who? I don't know who that is. I don't watch a lot of football. I mean, we have practice on Sundays, and I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of games.
You play much press? Did you play much press coverage?
Yeah, I played a lot of press coverage. We were in press pretty much 70% of the game.
You play in obviously a pass press. How does that help you?
I think that Big 12 defensive backs are some of the best defensive backs in the country in college football, and sometimes are overlooked because we give up plays, but at the same time, we have way more plays coming at us instead of, say, for instance, in the SEC, they have a lot of run attack where their corners are not being a lot of, like, pressured. So, I mean, we have a lot to live up to.
Cincinnati?
I haven't met with them yet.
How about the Browns?
I filled out a questionnaire. Toughest receiver I faced during my career. My team's very own Justin Blackman.
How do you think going against some of those prolific offenses in the Big 12 will help prepare you for the league?
I think that style of offense that's being played in the Big 12 now is going to transition and make his way into the league with a lot of NFL teams. So I think it's going to be a big part, and it's going to be a part of my success in the future. I don't really have too much to say on that. I mean, I wouldn't be mad about it, but there's nothing I can do about it. I can say to change anybody, to change anyone's mind, so I don't have any comments on that.
A couple more questions.
So did you play against Manziel, and what do you remember of that game?
I didn't play against Manziel. I don't know. I guess we'll see come draft day. I think he's a pretty complete player. He's not as fast as me. I can tell him that. He's not as fast as me.
How would you compare against games?
Pretty similar. I think he's a pretty good ball hawk and does a good job of playing the ball in the air as well as me. So, I mean, that's a similarity right there.
How do you describe your game?
Solid. My game is solid. We'll see.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.